Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go! Let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
5 workouts a week.
We're Body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're gonna love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest. Go on vacation. Or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is El Signal Storm Podcast.
I waited on purpose to post anything about the most recent mass shooting, this one happening in Texas. I waited on purpose because I saw a bunch of my left-wing enemies posting online, jumping out over their skis, and making some assumptions about the shooting and what it portends. They always do this thinking that, well, knowing that they can get out there and say wild, crazy, and stupid crap, and they're not going to be held accountable for anything they do. So the reason I wait is because of experience. You don't want to get out there and make assumptions. And I just, frankly, behave more responsibly than left-wing lunatics. Frankly, that they are out there, as we can see evidence now on social media, they want to use these shooting incidences to be able to say, well, the solution, of course, is to take away the law-abiding citizens' right of self-defense. Naturally, that's what you must do. We don't want to punish the criminals. We want to punish the law-abiding. It's the MO every single time we get one of these things. And they want to use it for maximum political effect. So the bodies aren't even cold yet, and these left-wingers are hitting social media, putting a whole bunch of assumptions out there, knowing that when the facts are known, they'll never get called to the carpet. This is what we know so far. WFAA in Dallas reporting this. Following the shooting at Allen Premium Outlets on Saturday that left at least 9 people dead and several others injured, there are multiple FBI agents inside a home in the Northeast Patrol Division of Dallas, and there are Dallas police outside. Multiple sources say this is the home where the suspected shooter lived, along with his parents. FBI agents have been inside, talking to his family. They have also asked for a translator. The FBI agent showed up Saturday evening, neighbors said, and they have been there ever since. They say the suspected shooter is in his 30s, living at home, and has lived here for as long as anyone can recall. They say he drives a gray Charger that was always parked in front of the home, except the last few weeks when they noticed he hadn't been around. Neighbors say they don't recall any police activity or problems in that residence. At this time, the suspect's name is not being released, which, by the way, folks, sends a lot of red flags up in my experience, because typically when the police are working to keep somebody's identity secret for this long, let's just say that it had this fit the stereotypical white Christian male, this narrative that they always put out that's violent, then the name would have been immediately known. But I think maybe the key to understanding why we don't know is the fact that a translator was needed to talk to the parents of this individual. Neighbors say the suspect always wore some kind of security guard uniform, although no one says they ever saw him with any kind of weapon. They say he was very quiet, but they say they did notice certain unusual and quiet behaviors, whatever that means. Federal agents will likely spend days, maybe weeks, going through all the suspected shooter's belongings, computers, phones, and anything else they can find to determine a possible motive in the shooting. But that's not stopping those on the left wing, my friends. Those on the left wing are jumping on Twitter right away to pass judgment, and their judgment is clear. You must give away your rights because somebody else abuses theirs. That's what they're saying. Senator Chris Murphy, who's a Marxist from Connecticut, you don't need an AR-15 to hunt or protect your family. You need an AR-15 if you want to kill as many people as possible in a short amount of time as possible. It's the mass murderer's best friend. They would be the people most affected by its ban. That is not true. That is not true. The vast majority of these killings are done with firearms that are pistols. AR-15s do save lives. AR-15s are not assault weapons. There are no assault weapons that are available for the civilian use to the vast majority of Americans unless they want to go through extensive permitting. And I said this to the Marxist, Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Thankfully, my rights are not predicated on what some Marxist like Chris Murphy of Connecticut thinks I need. Every American needs the right to defend themselves from the criminal element you Soros types have unleashed on this country. I have a feeling it's going to be a bit of a somber show behind the show coming up with Sean Chastain on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Time for the show behind the show and our buddy, Sean Chastain, joining us for another week. Well, you know, I would say fun and frivolity, but with the goings on over the weekend in Texas, yeah. I don't think it's going to be that today. Hey, man.
Not so much, man. Yep. Yeah, God dang it, man. And this one in our own backyard, and yeah, it's just awful. And politics have already started on this. The bodies aren't even cold. We haven't identified the shooter yet. And still, you know, you look at SoSmead, and it's just ugliness about guns and all that.
Well, did you notice how they left that they left the illegal alien shooting in the rearview mirror? An illegal alien shoots up and destroys five people, including an 8-year-old child. Oh, no. They've all left that in the rearview mirror. Now they're focused on potentially another opportunity to take away Americans' Second Amendment rights. And let me give you an example of this. There's a guy by the name of Scott Braddock. He has two accounts on Twitter. One is for the Quorum Report, which is basically a left-wing fake news operation, and then his own personal Twitter account, and he uses both. So this is on his own personal Twitter account. Here's the quote. Maybe outlet malls should only have one door. What you think? Now, that's at Dan Patrick. That's a tweet right at the sitting lieutenant governor because of the efforts to secure our schools from nut jobs who go crazy with guns. So the bodies, as you said, the bodies aren't even cold. And here comes Scott Braddock trying to set up a predicate of taking away people's Second Amendment rights. He goes on to say, remember that time when at Dan Patrick said he was going to buck the NRA? No one else does either because he folded like a cheap suit. The idea that when somebody abuses their rights, the solution to left-wing nutty people is to take away law-abiding citizens' rights. While, by the way, might I mention, Sean, that their political party works on letting criminals out of jail and to escape culpability for their crimes, like all these Soros-funded DAs. It just sickens me. What about you?
Same old song, man. You know, these things happen, and I don't know why they happen, but they do, and the gun's not at fault. And even if it was, there's no going back. I mean, you know, we have to go back in time and just not invent guns if, you know, if the gun was to blame. And I don't know. Mental health has got to be addressed at some point, because I think that's what most of these cases are, is severe mental health issues. As, you know, we saw in the last 3 mass shootings, the Nashville school gunman, gunwoman. That story went away real quick because she didn't fit the narrative.
Right.
The next one, the illegal alien gunning down his neighbors, didn't fit the narrative. And then, of course, the big story there was that Governor Abbott got, you know, got called out for calling the neighbors illegal aliens, which 4 of the 5 were.
Right. And the fact that he was getting information from the feds, they gave him the wrong information. Gee, the federal government's screwing up. And then, of course, the Texas governor is blasted for telling the truth, which is what they blasted him for.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I kind of understand their point. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. You got 5 dead people. This doesn't really matter.
Oh, no, hell, it does matter. Hold on. It does matter. That killing never would have been allowed to happen if this guy hadn't been allowed to illegally get into the country to begin with. 4 times he's an illegal entrant.
And if they hadn't been allowed in the country, they might still be alive living in Nicaragua.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly, where they were from.
I don't know, man. But anyway, and then the Coast Guard shooter, the guy in the hospital in Georgia, he didn't fit the narrative because it was a black guy and he only killed 1 person. So,
well, don't
and
forget,
he did it with a pistol.
A pistol. And but don't forget, so, the bank. What was that? Was it Nashville? No, it wasn't in Nashville. Where was the bank? The bank mass shooting. Here's a disgruntled employee, a Trump hater, a left winger. Oh, he's a left winger. Doesn't fit the narrative. We got to drop this. Look, it's not that we can't put this genie back in the bottle. It's let's just look at this logically. First off, we have a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms to protect ourselves. You've got the Democrats openly saying, we're pro-criminal. We're going to unleash these criminals on you. At the same time, they're saying that they want to take away our right to defend ourselves from these criminals. You know, I get angry. I don't say, well, I mean, I wish that as soon as this degenerate stepped out of his car and started opening fire, that 5 or 6 Texans drew down on him and took him out. That's the solution. That's basically making sure that people are trained and know about their Second Amendment right of self-defense. That's the solution. But Scott Braddock and his left-wing dumbasses have been at play and at work for many, many moons trying to convince Americans, oh, no, you don't need to have a firearm. Firearms are bad. That's what's causing all these problems. Really, what's causing all the problems is defenseless Americans. So, you know, I kicked myself. I learned about this when I was out with my family doing some family time, and I wasn't packing that particular moment. And I kicked myself. What if it had happened? What if something like that had happened when out with my family? Am I going to be wishing for Scott Braddock and his smart-ass comments on Twitter? No. What I'm going to be wishing for is a firearm to defend my family.
And another example, too, of guys who do what I could never do, and that's the policeman who took this murderer out.
Yep.
heard gunshots, was in the area on an unrelated call, heard gunshots, and sprinted toward them, which is just something that not many of us can
no,
do.
No. You know? I mean, I would not be running toward gunshots. I would be armed and ready to defend myself if necessary, but
right.
only incredibly brave people run toward the danger, and somebody who's been trained to put their lives on the line. And that's what our constabulary does. And, you know, by the way, and one, not to put too fine a point on this, you know, with the Scott Braddocks of the world and these left-wing lunatics who are out there, these morons can't stop hundreds of thousands, millions of illegal aliens from traipsing across that border. They can't stop tons of fentanyl from streaming across that border. What makes anybody believe that these left-wing nut jobs like Mr. Braddock are going to be able to stop illicit guns coming from all over the globe? I mean, the only thing I don't hear from these left-wing lunatics is their guarantee that if they fail to protect the American people, that they will themselves will be personally liable and culpable. They don't sign up to actually bear the consequences of their stupid policies. They just want to disarm you so you can't resist them. That's exactly what's at play here. I'm firmly convinced.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just crazy the times we're living in right now, and I just don't know what's going on.
Well,
and you know, this guy, 30 years in his 30s, apparently living with his parents.
Yep.
The parents needed a translator, so I don't know what nationality or what language they speak, but they needed a translator. I don't know. It seems we have a lot of disaffected people that need help, you know?
No, I get it.
Need somebody to see something and say something, if you know what I mean.
Well, I understand exactly what you're saying. And the moral decay, again, who are the ones attacking faith? Who are the ones who have taken God out of the public square, out of Gov Ed, and actually voting to put satanic clubs on campuses? You know, it's the left. They are the ones responsible for the moral decline and the decay. Because, you know, frankly, before Columbine, this stuff wasn't done. This stuff didn't happen. But and this is what strikes me so much, and why.
Well, that's not entirely true. You can look at the Wikipedia page on school shootings. Go back to the 1800s.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about the regularity.
I mean, they had a Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats had a big hit with "I Hate" or "I Don't Like Mondays" about the school shooting.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, as with as much regularity, and I've got to also blame the press for this as well. The press sensationalizes these things so that shootings that would have normally been regional things blow up every single day into national incidences, especially when there's a political agenda at play here, which, of course, Texas is very much in play, being covered by Republicans / conservatives. Politically right. speaking. So that's what I think is going on here. But like I said, they don't even wait for the facts to be known. They get out there and they try to make their little digs and their little, what if this guy ends up being another left-wing lunatic, you know, or God forbid, an illegal alien, just like the last mm-hmm. one. And these guys mm-hmm. are out over their skis already, but they never, ever get tattooed like this Braddock character. They never get tattooed for what they do.
Out over their skis already. And then, like I was saying, that the part that I just can't get over is that if it doesn't fit the narrative of the angry white MAGA Republican, the story goes away really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't even have the manifesto from the Nashville shooter yet.
Well, the FBI says they're going to withhold it because it would be too dangerous to put it out. Uh-huh. Right. Because it's protecting that narrative you mentioned earlier. This this narrative over news BS really is disturbing.
Yeah, the media has really failed America, and it's very sad.
You're damned right.
With what's going on in politics, with what's going on with this kind of stuff, it's just sad that they have failed us.
Well, you know, I've got to say that these weapons that are out there, they are tools, and how they are used is determined on the individual possessing them. Now, what if we come to find out that this guy bought his firearms legally? All the vaunted laws that all the Democrats said, just give up a little bit more of your rights and it'll keep you safe. All lies. So, like I said, man, I want these things to stop too. And I think the quickest way to do that is to make sure that our population is armed and educated and knows how to handle firearms. So the next time one of these lunatics, likely emboldened by the left, likely created and emboldened by the left, that we're there to make sure we take them out before they can do their damage and carnage. That's the way a free society should address this. And I think the lefties are revealing who they are. They don't want a free society. They want a totalitarian one. And I think that's what leads to these types of tweets. So here's another one. This JoJo from Jers, she has a large following on Twitter. James Woods went after her. But she says, I'm still waiting for anyone to explain to me why a civilian needs a weapon like this. And she's showing a picture, and I can't determine whether or not it's from this incident. But it looks like a weapon that could be a rifle. It could be a pistol with an extension on it. I don't know.
Just go look at the Daily Mail. They've got a picture of the shooter laying dead outside the Fatburger with the AR-15 right by his side.
Was it an AR? I don't know whether it's an AR platform.
Well,
an
AR type. I don't know. Yeah. It's an AR type. Yes.
Well, if it's the one I'm looking at, it doesn't look like an AR-15 to me. It looks like it's got a stock on it and a.
Yeah, go to the Daily Mail. They've got a picture of him about 3 foot away from somebody inside the Fatburger.
Okay, gotcha. And then James Woods' response was this: to stop mentally ill radical leftists and gang members who always have guns like this illegally. And that's exactly my point. She says, I'm still waiting for anyone to explain to me why a civilian needs this. And he says, yeah, to stop nutty people, either like you left wingers or the people that you left wingers create. That's what we need it for. We need it to stop criminals.
Well, it's not even need. It doesn't matter if you need it or not. If you want it, this is America. If you want it, have the money and are legally able to buy it, go for it.
Yeah, my rights.
Need has nothing to do with
it. Damn right. My rights are not predicated on what left-wing crazy nut jobs like Braddock or JoJo from Jers, what they think I need. Bernie Sanders is out there saying, well, you know what? If you make more than $1 billion, the government should just confiscate everything else you make above $1 billion. Because what do you need with more than $1 billion? Nobody needs more than $1 billion. So what the hell? Who put you in charge? Who said you are the one to determine what I need? That's not freedom. That's tyranny right there. So, and who wants to empower the collective to tell me what I quote unquote need or don't need?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
the thing about this push for socialism.
Yeah.
Is, I guess all those people think that they're going to be on top of the pyramid.
Yes. Yes.
When, I mean, you know, communism looks pretty good on paper, but it doesn't work out. I mean, there's a human factor there that is never accounted for. And people always, you know, these nouveau socialists think that it's just going to be them ruling over everybody else. Well, guess what? It's not going to be. It's going to be the very few oligarchs like we see in Russia, and they're going to have the power, and the rest of us are going to suffer.
Yeah.
It's not going to be these people pushing for socialism, because they're going to be on the bottom as well.
But they just think they're going to be.
And they'll say, but I held the party line. Why you know, why don't I have the yacht in the Mediterranean?
Exactly. And again, these people who are out there saying that when a left wing or anybody goes crazy and abuses their rights, the solution is to take away law abiding citizens' rights.
Right.
I mean, what sense does that make?
It doesn't.
Doesn't to me either.
It doesn't. And I don't know, like I said before, I mean, I think this is all some kind of mental health crisis that the country seems to be going through right now. And I don't know what to do about that, but I think it's got to be a pretty serious conversation without politics involved in doing that, you know, and having that conversation.
That's kind of hard to do because as stated, the minute this one of these things goes down, like I said, the left isn't even waiting anymore to find facts. They're just because I think that they've adopted this mindset. Whoever frames the debate first gets to set the debate. So here you've got the lunatic left, and the one that jumped out at me was this Scott Braddock tweet. So I'll use it. Basically, blaming Republicans for not taking away American Second Amendment rights. And you and I both know that if all law-abiding American citizens were denied firearms, that this stuff would still be happening. The only difference is we would have no defense, not only against that, but against the aforementioned left-wingers who would be out there using now a defenseless population to assert power and control over them. And that's basically what these nutbags are after, is unchallengeable, unchallenged government control over the people. It's exactly what they're after.
I remember when I was a little kid, first starting to read and would just read everything that had letters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was probably 6 or 7, walking home from school, and I saw a car with a bumper sticker on it. And it said, "If you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns."
Correct.
And I had to go home and ask my mom about what that exactly meant. And my mom was kind of funny. She obviously married to my dad, a police officer. Guns were always in the house. But she never really liked guns, never really let us, you know, have play guns or anything like that. Just they're a serious tool. And she didn't want any confusion between toys and the actual weapon. And we took the, you know, the VFW had a shooting range, and we went, I think my sister was 7, I was probably 8, and we shot the .22 single shots, you know, down the range and learned what a bullet would actually do to something. And, but anyway, that was back in the 70s. I still remember that today. I think it was on a red Comet that the bumper sticker was on.
You remember the car model, too. That's incredible.
But, yeah, and that saying still holds true today. It's just you can outlaw all the guns you want, but you're only taking them away from the good people.
See, and this JoJo from Jers or Scott Braddock or any of those left-wing lunatics, they have no solution to solve the crime problem. As stated, they're the ones out there inspiring and pushing for and voting for people and taking money from wealthy Soros-type financiers to basically let these criminals out on the streets to plague us. And there is an agenda. There is an agenda behind that. Basically, get these lunatics, let them loose, and then blame your freedom for all of their malfeasance. So the left wing wants it both ways, you know, and we have to see through that. The reason why cats like this are out there and emboldened, the reason why we have this sickness in the society, can be directly traced back to the sickness of the American left, in my belief. They're the ones who kicked God out of the public square, and then they wonder why. Why are we getting so many more incidents of shooting? And you can't. I don't believe you can separate the moral compass of a country from these types of discussions, because it didn't always used to be this way. And every decline in society can be traced back to these left-wing lunatics, in my humble opinion. So, anything else, man, you got? I know it's been a... I don't want to be a Debbie Downer.
No, it's just kind of a Debbie Downer day, you know? And
yeah.
When this happens in our own backyard, and you got eight people that, didn't get to go to church today, or didn't get to sit and watch TV or play with the kids or anything yep. like that today. So,
yeah, and you know what? I'm sick of that.
Man, just a huge bummer.
I'm sick. Yeah, I'm sick too, of that. I like I said, my fervent belief and desire now. I'm getting so sick and tired of this that I fervently believe that Americans that it's in Americans' best interest and in their duty to get educated on firearms, to get a firearm to protect you and your family, because you know the left wing's not going to do it. You know
right.
they, and you know what? And I'll leave with this. This is a little bit of a perspective. The experts agree gun control works, and the experts listed on Twitter: Adolf Hitler, Fidel Castro, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Muammar Gaddafi, Pol Pot, Kim Jong Il. Those who took away firearms from their people to exert totalitarian control over their people. They can attest that gun control works to delivering a free people into servitude. Sean Chastain, everybody, the show behind the show. Buddy, thank you for the visit as always. We'll talk next week.
All right, man.
Well, my friends, that's a wrap on a rather somber show behind the show. Little bit of perspective for you. This was tragic in Allen, Texas. However, this is every weekend in Chicago, and it doesn't get reported. This is every weekend in Los Angeles, in these left-wing bastions. If you want this Allen, Texas shooting to be our every weekend, then go ahead and follow the Democrats' prescriptions. In those cities, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, they take away law-abiding citizens' right of self-defense. And it's carnage. Constant carnage all the time. Just something to consider, some perspective for all of this. We know which way gets us better results, and it's about time we returned to that. Pay a visit, my friends, to a couple of websites. I know they'll be covering the shooting at the Texas Scorecard. That's where you find all of the big news in Texas and beyond. TexasScorecard.com. Also, check out the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, and that's simulcast on TNT Radio. Check us out on TV as well at Newsmax every afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5. Find all those hookups at chrissalcedo.com. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.